So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Congratulations, you did make it to Friday. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We do have Fair or Foul coming up in a moment. But Dylan, you've got some unfinished business to handle.
I do. I do want to just quickly close the book on a successful year for our fellas, Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and just give you all a round of applause for a great job that I didn't want to give that specific round of applause.
I thought it was going to be an applause.
It was. Here it is. I just want to give you all a round of applause for a successful season that y'all had making y'all's picks. Here is the final tally. Mike, you went 35-28-1. Bo, you finished 33-31. You should be proud of yourselves.
I'll take that. What's the winning percentage?
Damn, I don't know. I don't know. All I know is there's more money in my pocket at the end of the season than the beginning of the season because we ended over 500. 35-28 is probably like 543.
I genuinely do not know, but I'll take it either way.
The final record was 68-59-1, if my math is correct, combined record between you two. And so I'll have to do more math to see what that winning percentage was. But, yeah, it was good. It's good, though.
Well, we
over 500.
Show.
Yeah, I think that, you know, and there's a lot of football left to be played, but obviously with the playoffs going on and things like that, things started to get a little wonky. But, yeah, it's been a fun season picking a lot of these games. And I think the best part about the fact that we finished with a winning record is simply from the fact that you've had to deal with the landscape in college and in the NFL. Both of them this year were the traditional powers in college, and the traditional powers in the NFL have not been what they have in the past. You know, the Kansas City Chiefs were not good this year, which is crazy. You look at Lamar Jackson, not in the playoffs. Joe Burrow in and out. I mean, there's been a bunch of NFL quarterbacks that have been up and down. And then you go all the way back to college football and you look at some of the traditional, look at the semifinal games. I mean, the traditionals have not been what they have been. So I'll give us a slight pat on the back and kind of bringing that home and saying, you know what, man, it was a crazy year, but we were able to at least keep our head above water.
If you do the winning percentage calculator and you move the decimal, if I'm not mistaken, you'd be a 547 winning percentage.
I'll take that.
Not too shabby.
Mine.
I don't know if it's in the money, but it's above 500. I'll take
mine.
It
would be 515, I think.
Okay.
So it's 51. Mine would be 51.5%, and yours would have been 54.7%, I believe.
Yeah.
So
I can't remember what the number is to get in the money, because you have to think that when you lose game, you have to pay the juice. So you don't necessarily – I think you have to be at like 54. I guess you'd have to probably be at 53 or 54 to be in the money. Maybe it's even higher than that. I don't know. But, yeah, so I'll just take I'll take the win and run.
That's too much math for me.
Allie and I, we are here right now. I was like, we are talking about way too much math right now.
I wouldn't even radio, y'all.
I only had to take college algebra. That was it.
Anybody that wagers, all right, on sports knows that if you go 500, you've lost money. You know what I mean? So, like, because the juice has to come into play at some point. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, I'll take that and run with it, just knowing that I just didn't get absolutely smacked when it comes to the wagering.
Well, I want to talk about the Peach Bowl for a second. We do have Indiana and Oregon tonight. But there was something interesting I noticed between the two of you this week. Mike, you were saying the other day, I feel like we're all pulling for Ole Miss. And then Bo, on the other side of it, was like, I kind of think we're all pulling for Indiana. So
interesting.
And I took issue with you saying we're all pulling for Ole Miss because I was not pulling for Ole Miss.
Really?
They beat my team.
You should pull for them then.
Indiana.
No, I hate that thought process.
No, yes. that's the way you should.
So, I hate y'all that. Don't like no. the thought process of but, if at least we lost the champion.
No,
like
if no. I'm going to lose, I want to lose the
if
eventual
you beat
champion.
My
but
team,
then you should be
playing
for Indiana.
No, but well, that's not. That's you're the one that said that was your thought process, not me. That you said. I think that the reason you're not pulling for Ole Miss is the reason you should.
Mm. I don't agree with that.
I'm pulling for Ole Miss because their coach left them.
I just thought it was interesting that you said we're all rooting for Ole Miss, and then Bo is saying we're all rooting for Indiana, and it was just interesting.
I wanted to see them both get there and play each other, and I was pulling for Ole Miss to win last night, not because their coach left them, but because their coach essentially played your ex says she wants to break, or you're dating somebody, and they say the one will break up, and then they're like. But you know what? Like, but let's hang out. And then it's like, no, we're not going to hang out. And like the play in the mind games or anything, that's what Lane Kiffin pulling the running backs coach and the other coach a day before they played in the Fiesta Bowl was is female doggish as you're going to get. All right. Let's just put it like that. And that was some BS. Lane Kiffin was a guy that I couldn't stand. When he took the Tennessee job because of the way he talked and the way he acted, and I grew to like him. And in a month, he has destroyed all of that. Not because he went to LSU. I don't care that he picked LSU over Florida. None of that bothers me. What bothers me is the way he's acted the last month. It's bothered me a lot.
There's a caveat, too, that makes it even worse is that he was getting a bonus for every game that they won. At that, and I'll go down that rabbit hole with you, Bo. That's like when your ex breaks up with you and then hits you up like a week later and is like, hey, can I get the Netflix password? You know what I mean? Like, I know that I said I didn't want you, but I want all the benefits of being around you.
You want me to tell a personal story real quick?
Sure.
Dating this girl, you know, pretty serious. Put her on the cell phone plan.
Oh, snap.
I'm paying.
No, friends and family?
I'm paying for the cell phone. Remember, I worked for a cell phone company when I started in radio. You remember this.
I do.
I'm guessing it wasn't an iPhone, just timing-wise.
No, it wasn't. And out of nowhere, we just Splitsville, you know. And but it wasn't complete contact cut off, right? So I leave the cell phone on and everything. Well, I get a hint that I was... There was somebody else, and that she was basically cheating on me while we were together.
Oh, snap.
So
you have access to all the phones.
So I pull the cell phone right.
Oh,
yes.
Yes.
I love
yes,
this
Bo.
Pettiness.
She's getting so messy.
I
yes, Bo.
Not going to say the phone company I was working for at the time, but my buddy still worked there, and I find out that she was straight up, I tracked the number. So you know what I did?
Did you call the number?
No.
Oh.
Text my buddy and say, hey, man, you at work? Yeah. Last four digits of the number, I go, make that SIM card inactive.
There you go.
Let's go.
And he goes, yeah. I go, yeah. I told him. He knew what was going on, so I told him. He goes, done.
Love it.
Get a Facebook message 20 minutes later. Blankety blank, blah, blah, blah. I was like, you used the cell phone that I bought and paid for to cheat on me? You're crazy as hell if you think I'm gonna let you keep it.
Let's go.
There ain't no way in hell you're gonna use my cell phone that I pay for that you used to cheat on me with to literally live your life. I was like, ain't my. I said, none of that's my problem.
Crazy,
we don't have ties anymore. None of that's my problem.
Did she ever give you a reason why things went Splitsville so quick? Did she write you a John Deere letter?
No.
A John Deere letter?
The reason was is she was an habitual cheater. That's
there you
what
go.
It was.
Okay.
Well, I found out.
Fair
that'll
enough.
Do it.
I did more research. I talked to the other ex before me. I found out stuff.
Oh, snap. All right. I know we're getting messy on a Friday.
I know we're about to go to fair foul. Bo's actions during that time was definitely fair.
Yeah, I agree. Let's do it.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Today's edition of Mic'd Up, the Fair Foul edition of Mic'd Up, brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. What a fine place to go watch college football and NFL over the weekend.
100%. Fair or foul, the Falcons will name a president of football by the end of next week. Fair or foul?
Fair. I think it'll be by Monday.
I'm going to fair, and I'm going to one-up, Bo. I'm going to say by Sunday. Let's just throw it all out there. Yeah, fair.
I guess I should say by the end of the weekend.
There you go. But, yeah, that wouldn't be Monday.
Well, it would be Sunday. It could be like
semantics.
Sunday at 11:59.
Yeah. Fair or foul? Given the FanDuel news, we'll see more baseball teams create their own regional network over the next few years, just like the Cubs.
Foul, because I don't think it's financially feasible for half the league.
I think it is. I think it's more than you realize. What is it? Was it 9 yesterday that didn't re-up?
Yes, they canceled.
I would say that there's going to be a couple of those that definitely sub it out, and you know, just like the Braves would do here, send it down to Turner and say, hey, this is what we want to do. This is what we want to create. Here's what the talent is. I would say, yeah, there's going to be a couple of them. I don't know that all 9, but yeah, I would say there's going to be a couple of franchises that make it happen and see that there is a monetary opportunity.
Invest now, make money on the back end.
Exactly.
That's what's going to happen. All right, fair or foul. Mike McDaniel will take an interview of some kind in Atlanta over the next month.
Go ahead, Bo. I want to hear you answer this one first.
I was trying to not answer everything fair.
Is that just a stand-off? Like, oh, he's got it.
I tend to think that it's foul. However, I will say fair just from the basis of that it could be OC, it could be analyst, it could be all kinds of jobs. I think
analyst.
I personally think he'll have an OC job in the league. Look, my thoughts on his press conferences and how he comes off and all that kind of stuff and what kind of leader he is aside, he's a very good offensive mind. And I thought he's done a good job at drawing game plans at times, especially against us. I think the league recognizes that, game recognized game. And so I do think he'll get an interview here and other places as an OC.
Yeah,
and a job.
I'm leaning, when you asked it going into the break, I started leaning towards foul, and I think I'm going to stick with it because I think that simply put, he's probably already going to have a job before we're ready to interview offensive coordinators. That's my thought. I think he's already got one lined up with the Lions. I think I saw that yesterday. That would be a really good place for him to land, considering the talent they have on offense, the playmakers, and everything else they have in place. I think that would be a good spot.
But after you've lived in Miami.
Yeah, Detroit.
Do you want to really do that?
Detroit to the French. I don't know. I mean, odds are he's going to go somewhere colder than Miami, so he's going to have to live with it one way or another.
Odds are.
Well,
yeah.
He wears sweatpants everywhere he goes anyway. So.
Shit.
All right, fair or foul, getting back to work this week was surprisingly easier than you thought.
I say fair. It took me a day and a half probably to kind of snap back into that mode. What morning was it? Was it Tuesday that you and I walked in here? And I was like, man, I actually feel really good.
Yeah, we both said Tuesday morning I woke up before my alarm.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I was like, man, I feel very spry.
And when you wake up before a 3:30 alarm.
Yeah, exactly.
It was weird for me because I did come back Friday, and it's fair, but it was a weird week because it's just one that was a heavy week with Trey getting traded, or I still haven't seen an email that's official, but that, you know, other than Shams, but like with the Trey stuff and all this news with the team, it was easy to come back and do shows because the content was there. It just were heavier shows than we normally like to do.
To
it feels like
about.
After that press conference, it was like, you know, it was like a big burp. And now we can kind of go back and have fun and just kind of like, we know where the frame, I had a little bit
Man
of anxiety.
Man said he made some room.
We got relief.
I'm not going to, the last thing I wanted to do is come in here after a press conference like we had a few years ago and be like, it feels like there are more questions than answers. I really feel good about the structure moving forward and where, you know, and the reset of the franchise.
Fair or foul, we will see more NFL players wearing the girlfriend wifey shirt before the playoffs are over.
Foul. Girlfriend wifey, no. It's Trevor's daughter, right?
But who was the other one wearing a wifey shirt?
It was Ingram. Was it Ingram?
Evan
Ingram.
Evan Ingram. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to say foul.
I'll say fair. Copycat league. I don't know.
We need to start getting like Simone some commission on those there too, by the
well,
way.
I don't. I think she brought it to our attention. I'm not sure she invented it. But.
Nah, she found a link. It was already a thing. I don't know if it's, you know, as popular as it was, you know, then, but she definitely saw
my
link.
My wife's
given
the link to three different people since.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Well, that's hateful.
I was so confused how Lindsay found the exact shirt, and Dylan just like nonchalant is like, oh, you just like Google girlfriend shirt. And I'm like, that's a thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a thing.
What if I made that? So my 40th birthday, we went to, where did we go? Cancun. And
not the restaurant, the actual place.
No, the actual place.
It was like, shocker.
The actual, we went with our neighbors, the actual day of my birthday, the guys had swim trunks that had my face all over them, like this one picture. And then the girls had like hats. But like, what if I just gave Amy a shirt with my picture all over it like that? What if I did the girlfriend shirt for Amy?
Did you like it? Wearing your face everywhere?
I thought it was kind
of. Where was it located on there?
Well, it was all over, but
incoming
but,
pause.
But yeah, there was probably one or two where it kind of landed in odd spots. But it was all over. It was just like multi. It was just like my face, my one picture, just like
a myriad.
Yeah. I thought it was very kind. I thought it was a cool gesture of my friends. But you know me, I'm very humble, so I don't need
that. You wouldn't do it for your own wife. That's a shame.
But my thing is if you put your face on a shirt for Amy and you expect her to wear it,
exactly.
And when she reverses it, you would have to return the favor.
Yeah, exactly. You've already gone on record saying you would never do that.
Yeah, so you have to go back on that.
Yeah, right? I wouldn't wear. No, I don't. That's not my style.
But you want Amy
almost,
to, but you want it to be Amy style?
What is your style? For the love, what is your style?
Hoodie and basketball shorts.
All right, we got to go because we've got the owner of football gameplay and college football analyst for CBS Sports HQ, Emory Hunt, is going to be
analyst.
Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.